But that's kind of the plan I had, was go to college and then you're going to get a good job, right? And that wasn't a reality. And so I was kind of in this position of, okay, I want to do personal development. I got hooked on that. And then it was, my association is so powerful. We all know the quote, you're the average of the five people you spend most time with, right? And I'm like, my association really isn't there right now. And it was hard to find people in Portland, Oregon, no shade. But when you wake up in gray skies and just not a real entrepreneurial kind of hub, I looked elsewhere and I saw Phoenix, Arizona. Love it out there. And so that's kind of how it all happened. I said, okay, I'm gonna change my association and environment. And so when I did that, I bought a house in Phoenix. I'm like, okay, now I can choose who I want to live with.
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new episode of the podcast, coming to you from SoFi Stadium with our amazing co-host David Meltzer. Thanks for joining us today.
I am so excited to be here. Thanks for having me. What a great team.
And the guest of all guests, super fun guy. He actually graduated college.
Yes, he did.
Jesse.
Might not say so, right?
So proud.
Thanks for joining us, Jesse.
Man, it's an honor. I appreciate it.
Man, I'm super pumped up about what you have built. It's been an awesome ride watching the journey from idea, like, hey, man, this is what I'm doing, yeah, to this is what we are actually doing at Growth House. Let's talk about the genesis. Yeah. Why did you decide to dive into this concept of Growth House?
Yeah, I mean, I graduated college, so that was one thing.
We're
not going to ask your GPA, don't worry.
Yeah, actually, don't ask that one. But that's kind of the plan I had, was go to college, and then you're going to get a good job, right? And that wasn't a reality. And so I was kind of in this position of, okay, I want to do personal development. I got hooked on that. And then it was, my association is so powerful. We all know the quote, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? And I'm like, my association really isn't there right now. And it was hard to find people in Portland, Oregon, no shade, but when you wake up in gray skies and just not a real entrepreneurial kind of hub, I looked elsewhere and I saw Phoenix, Arizona, and love it out there. And so that's kind of how it all happened. I said, okay, I'm gonna change my association and environment. And so when I did that, I bought a house in Phoenix. I'm like, okay, now I can choose who I want to live with, which is, I think, really important to figure out. It's like, who you can choose who your association is then. And so I was like, why don't I live with other entrepreneurs and like-minded people? And then I was like, oh, this is kind of cool, living in a community like this. Let's call this Growth House. Mm. And within 6 months, my life changed. I had the confidence to break away from corporate sales and transition into an entrepreneur. And then other people did as well. And I was like, this is a potential concept that I can keep, you know, expanding. So I bought another house down the street. Fill that with entrepreneurs. And that's kind of like how Growth House started, very much so, like buy a house, rent it out. It's called co-living or house hacking in the real estate terms. And I turned that into a business, and people are changing their lives being in this environment.
So how many houses do you have now?
So we have two in Phoenix and then two in Tempe, and then looking for probably a couple more in Arizona and looking to expand after that.
I love that you were like, oh, I get to choose who I live with. And my first thought is nobody.
I was the same way. I was the same way.
You hear that, Sean?
No,
she's like, I'm choosing to kick your ass.
Thank you.
Dexter.
But it's true. I lived by myself for 5 years in a studio.
And I'm like, made that thought happen.
100%. And actually, there was a tweet that said, life hack, move out of your hometown in your 20s. And I was like mid-20s at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm getting close to the edge, so I might as well do this before I'm no longer 20, in my 20s. And so that's what kind of made me realize, okay, let's go do this. And then when you actually live with cool people that hold you accountable, you know, we do cold plunges in the morning at 5 o'clock, go to the gym, have whiteboard sessions. It's like, it's actually fun. Now I actually enjoy living with other people.
Yeah.
Love it.
Jess, one of the things that come to mind for me is, you have these four houses and you're looking to scale, is going beyond the Growth House itself. When you put together this collective, there's a lot of opportunities and options that come up that actually can exceed the revenue that you have in the homes in the Growth House by creating venture groups, by creating businesses. Have you saw those seeds being planted today? And if so, what's the first business you think that's going to spawn out of the Growth House?
I'm so glad you asked this, because yes. So we hosted Immersion, which was our in-person mastermind. And I'll give a little learning lesson right now. So it was a $40,000.
I don't want to go back to college, bro.
I know. Why do you even need college?
Professor Jess.
$40,000 mistake.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I had this
That's
concept.
Baby mistakes.
I know, yeah.
Talk to Sean and I after the interview.
But it was the idea that if I build something, they'll come. And I did it backwards. And so I tried to do this mastermind, and I was like, change your life, change your habits, 21 days. Let's do a mastermind for 21 days as my first one ever. Yeah. You guys are all like, yeah, that would be crazy.
21 hours is too much for me.
21 days is commitment.
So that was my first business venture outside of like the living in the
house. Mentorship is very valuable, my friend.
Much more valuable than college.
Find someone who's done like 100 masterminds. He'll give you some good advice.
1,000%. So I actually met you like right after I did all that. And I got connected with you guys literally as I was planning that. So it is funny because you see me from that situation. And so, yes, now we've realized, okay, let's do the masterminds the correct way. And also we're building out the online community. So those are the two things that we're doing now.
So smart.
So how do people get to be in Growth House now that it's a thing? It's like, so the first one, you're like, I get to pick the people. I would imagine now the people are wanting to be picked.
Correct.
So how does somebody get the opportunity to be a part of Growth House?
Yeah, so online, growthhouse.co, but then we have an application process. And what I love about these houses is that, yes, there's like a first call, you know, second call, but then the house gets to choose, because we have a wait list. So a house gets to choose after a FaceTime with a person, like, hey, is this going to be a good fit for this house? If not, maybe we look at a different house, because each of the houses kind of have different niches. Sure. So it's pretty cool just seeing the environment that some people come from. Quick story, one of my friends was sleeping on his couch at his friend's house, and he comes into the Growth House. Within 3 months, he started his Airbnb property management business. He had like two houses at the time. Then he had 35, and now he's making over $500,000 in revenue with his business
after being in the Growth House. Do you come into the Growth House with as an entrepreneur, or is the idea I show up with a dream?
I become an entrepreneur.
And I develop it inside of Growth House.
Great question. Right now it's kind of both. Mm-hmm. So it's aspiring entrepreneurs who are in the similar position I was in, high income earner, corporate sales, but I want to transition into a life of actually freedom, location, independence, etc. So
is it like Big Brother that I can kick out?
I know, I was just thinking the house, you know?
Because like if someone's not feeding the community, because I have a saying that's similar to what I learned growing up. You're the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. And what I've done is created these silos and said there's certain areas, there's different teams in my life.
Yeah.
So I want to have the right family team. I want to have the right real estate team. I want to have the right mentorship team, my podcast team, or my mastermind team.
Financial team.
Or friends. Yeah. Like, in, I have some players that play on multiple teams, like Sean and Lacey are on a lot of my teams. Mm-hmm. But I'm very cognizant about making sure that I'm not the point guard on every team. But I do want to play point guard on some of the teams. Sure. So, but I'm also the sixth man. And those are the ones where I get the most growth. For you, do you see those positions that are occurring? Because you talked about some people are in this position, others are seasoned entrepreneurs. Are you cognizant at the houses of where you stand as a player? You're a point guard on maybe this house, but a sixth man on the other?
Yeah, that's where we have to develop leaders within the houses, where I'm not playing point guard in four or five different houses, especially as we expand and grow. So yes, that's something that I'm kind of transitioning into, because being someone that comes from a corporate background, starting as an entrepreneur, solopreneur, and then trying to expand, I had that mindset of like, I got to have my hands on everything. So that's a lot of learning lessons over the past year.
And can you kick someone out of the house?
Yes. So that is something that we do have, is we have a policy of like, hey, if you're not taking action, not following through what you said, really there's no point to pay a premium to be in this environment.
Yeah. And you vote them off, or is that?
It's from what we've experienced so far, it's kind of obvious. Like, hey,
the fall away.
Yeah.
You don't belong on this team. You can't sit on the bench forever.
So obviously then people want to get in. Obviously, as you just said, people are paying a premium to be a part of the project. Other than a roof over your head, what are the benefits that the people receive and the environment, the roommates or the people that are there?
Yeah.
What other support are you supplying to them?
Yeah, so obviously the community that we foster, but beyond that is also the workouts in the morning, the
accountability.
Accountability. We have weekly accountability meetings where we set goals. We look at each other like, okay, how can we help each other out? So I think it's really important when you're, you know, in a house, especially where there's 12 people, not in one house, but like down the street, everyone gets together in these houses. All right, weekly meetings. And then I bring in usually two speakers every single month. We host master classes and we can invite other people that are friends. So it's pretty cool having like 50 people pull up to a house and have someone speak in this very intimate environment, people to foster like lifelong connections, business partnerships, etc.
So I'm just thinking, though, this idea of growth house, I mean, obviously there's a lot of potential to collaborate, there's accountability, a lot of growth happens, but growth also happens through challenge. 100%. And so I'm curious how, you know, either you've been challenged and what that looked like, or how they challenge each other in the homes.
Yeah, I think one of the basic ways that people challenge each other is like they get closer during times of struggle. And one of the fun ones was cold plunges in the morning. And that was something that brought people together. Like, and no one wants to go jump in a freezing cold pool, usually. You know. And so that's one of the ways that we foster those challenges. For me, the challenge is honestly where I'm at right now. Is like realizing that I need to scale and I can't be doing everything. And so that's one of my biggest challenges. And that's why I actually started a podcast where I'm documenting the journey from zero to a $10 million business with Growth House. Being transparent, showing the revenue, showing, you know, I'm trying to create this, the social media, the content, like you guys do so much of and so well. I'm like, all right, I'm documenting this journey now.
Nice.
And one of the other things that bonds people the most, and we found this in COVID, almost everyone is meals. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking you have these, you know, hardworking entrepreneurs, but I imagine they're mostly men.
Yes.
That just out of ease, you know, what are the meals like? Are you guys collaborating between?
Together.
Is there times for meals? Are you co-sharing food, cooking? Because I even think that'd be a huge bonding experience for everyone.
100%. So right now we do twice a month. We have people come together. It's like the family style, you know, potluck meals at the house. And that's where that bonding really happens. And anytime we have a new person come to a house, we do one of those meals as well.
Oh. And you combine the mastermind, I can imagine like a brain storming session when you bring everybody together. Do you have a subject matter or a topic that you kind of thematically put into the meals?
Not so much the meals, but more so like whatever someone's struggling in their business that week, where everyone's like, all right, how can we help each other? And one person's like, okay, let's dive deep on that. And that's the whiteboard session for those 11 o'clock to 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, whiteboard sessions at night.
Wow. That's super awesome. That you should record that. Like that, it should be like Big Brother, right? Because that would be great content. Even if, even if it was like voluntary, like they're like a whiteboard session to record that. I think that would be absolutely amazing. What is the, in your mind, the end goal for these participants? Is it like, do you graduate out of the house if you have?
How do they know when it's time to go?
Another graduation question.
Yeah.
How do you graduate?
Do you put fraternity letters in the front?
Graduate from the Growth House.
Yeah, I don't know if there's an exact like, here's your graduation, but more so, I'm a big real estate guy, right? So at the end of the day, I actually want to see these people, if they want to, once they leave the community, go buy their own home.
Yeah.
And also expand their business. So we have a board of angel investors that also they can pitch to, which is pretty cool. Yeah. And then, I wouldn't say there's like, here's your graduation from the Growth House after 12 months, but we do typically do it in cohorts. So it's a 6-month cohort, and then we figure out, okay, what's next for you? Do you want to go buy your own house? Does that fit your future, or are you trying to raise money and that's not, you know, part of your goal for your business? So it definitely depends. We don't have like a specific niche that we're targeting right now. As far as the end goal for Growth House is that we want to be that plug and play. After you graduate college, where do I go?
Yeah.
I want to go live in a Growth House because I'm going to be
instead
around
of a halfway house.
I'm going to grow. Probably a better option.
And do you share rooms or are they individual?
Yeah. Every room is individual.
Everyone has their own individual. Yeah. No one gets a couch discount or anything like that. Like true entrepreneur, like you're the gritty guy.
Yeah. I can't afford it.
I spoil these guys too much.
I'll clean the house every day.
I'll take the Aladdin. Aladdin
package. Are cleaning services or are they cleaning?
Yeah, weekly.
A cleaning service comes in, so they don't. That's what about more Growth House's expansion? You must have, if not after this audience sees, people are going to be like, well, I want to buy a Growth House and put it in Bloomington, Indiana.
I was going to say, can I use one of my houses? I got a 6-bedroom in Bloomington.
Yeah, so what's that side of the business model? Are there opportunities for people to jump in and purchase a Growth House or partner with you?
Do they have to be in the Growth House in order to have one?
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. Like, if they live there first, then they go.
Yeah, what's the model?
So that's actually what we're exploring, like, right now, I'll say in the next probably quarter, is figuring out what is this? Is this a licensing? Is this a franchise model? That's something we're still trying to figure out, just you know, honestly. So I would say for us, build a base here in Phoenix. Mm. And then as we go, because I've had people reach out in New York, Miami, especially.
Yeah, I got two in Bloomington. I'm signing up.
Yeah. There we go. We got two already. Now we're in.
Exactly. State? In Bloomington, Indiana.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas so. Would be great for this.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, there's a lot of places that would just be.
Entrepreneurial hub.
Yeah, yeah. People would want to. I think that's something you have to work to solve for, because I think people will be all over that.
And I think the content too, because of the way that we can stream content, unify content, that if you have more houses, then the collaborative nature of having a social online private group
and
a network.
Yeah.
And so you do virtual whiteboarding now with 20 houses, and the programming is much more concise. You really can provide so much more value than just, hey, rent a room, mm-hmm. or, you know, and create this venture side. You already have an angel investment side. Mm-hmm. I can see that. I'd love to explore even on one of my shows having an episode. We have, you know, Stripe or Junior Achievement, these episodes that they bring in their top six, whatever. I'd love to see a Growth House episode, a two-minute drill, where we bring your six best entrepreneurs to pitch.
That'd be cool.
Because you don't need to have a business, right? It's a pitch competition.
Yeah.
So it would be great to do that as well. If you're looking at the number one thing that you think will get the most exponential value out of what you're doing, if I said to you, look, I got $1 million, Jesse, I want to invest in it, where would you put my $1 million?
$1 million... I would say really figuring out that the process that you just, you know, asked me, how do I grow, how do I expand and figure out that franchise model, because I'm sure there's be money associated to putting that on. Mm-hmm. I would say that, and then for me, just because I like to, you know, buy houses and provide more for this, is figure out some kind of real estate fund. That's something we're looking at right now, is how do we do a fund so we can keep it all in-house, but also let partners in as well.
Syndicate.
They go together, right? The Growth House Fund is...
Well, you can go Michael Singer, too, where what I was thinking is you buy, especially in Arizona, since that's where you are and location's really important, you buy land and then do modular housing, right? And so you can expand right there, and you own the land, you develop the modular housing concurrent with investment, and now you have everybody on a compound. And you call it the growth compound, and everybody has
the growth,
house once. You can have them thematically.
That's
you know, like this is the real estate house, this is, you know, the innovation engineering, whatever it is, right? CBD house, which is, well, I'll go over to the THC.
With the brownies.
The mushroom. No, I'll go to the mushroom house. I'm fine with it. Where's the psilocybin palace? That's where Dave Meltzer, the king.
Yes.
Well, whenever I say growth house, they're like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a grow house. It's like, where's the
usually
operation?
I'm the idiot that comes up with that. Damn it.
Okay, is there? I wonder if there's any rules though that you had to implement that you never thought you would because of something that happened.
I think just the vetting process kind of takes people out that would cause anything too crazy. I'm trying to think of like the craziest situation.
Would you take a convicted felon?
We haven't yet.
Okay, this is part of the red velvet. But
is there like, do you smoke? You ask like,
who's not
drug usage?
So we don't have any like no smoking in the houses.
Drinking?
What's that?
You can drink.
Yeah, drinking's fine. Okay. Obviously, everyone's.
Then I can come.
Entrepreneurs.
21 and over.
They have to, or you can't survive.
Yeah.
I think a missing element too is content. Mm-hmm. I think like if we had like a, you know, the model exists, Big Brother, all of MTV shows, all the reality shows, if, even if there was like a confessional, like where people, a room where I could just, you know, the entrepreneur goes in and tapes, you know, this is what's going on in my business, because then I think people would start to become attached.
Yeah, a business confessional, not a house confessional.
Yeah, a business confessional.
So there's no drama.
Oh,
yeah.
Rough day today. I thought that Meltzer was going to invest. Found out that he's out of the deal.
He said no.
Now I don't know what I'm doing. I'm back to square zero. Because people get attached.
Oh,
they're
like,
they start to root for you.
Or against you.
Or against you. Which also still is just as good.
It's the housewives. But my TV and movie agent's here, so we'll have to sit down. Well, don't leave without talking to him.
So it is funny because someone within 4 months of starting Growth House, well, I still didn't know what the heck I'm doing, and I'm still, you know.
You still don't.
Figuring it out.
Right? Because I don't know what you're doing. I'm trying to figure it out.
We had producers reach out to us, say, hey, we want to do a TV show based on this concept.
Yeah.
And they were trying to take a more Jersey Shore, like, that kind of drama.
I just keep it real.
That's actually why I reached out. That's how we got connected, is because I reached out to Jake, and then we got connected.
Right
and
on.
He's like, Dave is the guy that you need to connect with on this.
More entrepreneur, cheddar, business programming oriented, it would crush. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I love it. Growth House. Make sure that you check it out.
Growthhouse.co.
.co.
Yes.
Growthhouse.co. If you're looking for a place to live, but also if you're looking for opportunities beyond that, you're going to want to watch Jesse and his growth. We've watched it. It's been phenomenal. Wait till you see the next chapter. I promise you, it's going to be worth watching.